It's National FFA Week. Hi, this is Julie Hayes. 99.5 The Dale and WCSR are celebrating with the help of Barrett Insurance, Jonesville Community Schools, Jonesville Lumber, and Cave Sales as we present these features from Jonesville High School's FFA program. Julie Hayes, and we are wrapping up our celebration of National FFA Week, and I'm joined right now with Ag Ed teacher and FFA advisor, Ms. Ashley Carr. Your students have been wonderful this week. You should be very proud of them.
Yeah, I'm always super proud of them. It's really special you put anything in front of these kids, and they just seem to grow and expand, and that's all we really hope for in these programs and the purpose of ag education. But it's always really special when you can see them really step out of the box and be creative and surprise you sometimes.
And we have you to thank. You came to me with this idea, and I was like, yeah, I love this idea of National FFA Week. Let's get, you know, Jonesville FFA involved. Thank you for this idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We did this at my past school in the state of Kansas, and it was really special to hear people say, oh, we heard you on the radio. And so our kids really loved it. And so I thought it would definitely be something we should do here.
What is your history with FFA?
I attended the Branch Area Career Center and joined the FFA when I was a junior in high school. I did my 2 years, graduated, went to Kansas State University to become an agriculture education teacher.
Was that inspired by your work with FFA?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everything that we experience in life has an impact one way or another, whether positive or negative, and we can choose to let that impact our life in a positive way. And so I met some of my very best friends that are still my friends today through the FFA, and I know the positive impact that this organization has for kids, and I wanted to be somebody that could share that.
One of the students that we have is Ryder Cornett. You have been a busy, busy fellow with FFA. So first of all, tell me, how long have you been in FFA?
Yeah, so I've been in FFA for 4 years all throughout our program.
Are you a senior?
Yes, I am.
Tell me what it is right now, everything that you're involved in with FFA. It's overwhelming, but also something to be proud of. So just give me a synopsis.
Yeah, so currently I'm our Jonesville FFA Vice President, Region 2 Vice President, over 25 schools in our region. FFA and USA reporter. With that reporter position, I attend monthly Zoom meetings and monthly article writing. There's 240 of us nationally and 3 in the state of Michigan. And currently I'm running for state office for the Michigan FFA Association.
What does that mean to run for state office?
Yeah, so I would be the head and forefront of our state association. There's going to be 8 elections, 8 state officers this coming year, and I'll be on the board of directors.
What are your plans after high school?
Yeah, so after high school, hopefully I get elected as state office. I'm going to be attending Michigan State University to pursue a degree in ag education. Then I plan on transferring to Oklahoma State University, where I plan on dual majoring in education and communications.
And what do you want to do with that?
I either want to go in news and broadcasting, become a news anchor, or go into become an ag teacher.
Those are two very diverse interests, but really it sounds like something that you're in the wheelhouse for with the experience you're getting with FFA.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much this organization's given me. A lot of the soft skills you learn how to speak with people and being on the news today is definitely some of those key skills I've gained throughout this experience.
And you were talking earlier with me before we started the interview about the diversity of our particular region, Region 2. First of all, you don't have to be a farmer to be an FFA.
Yeah, fun fact about myself is I actually come from no agriculture background whatsoever. And I want to be that person to tell everyone to join FFA. You don't have to come from that background. Region 2, there's over 25 different schools I'm a regional officer for, all the way from Hillsdale County to Wayne County. So you got a lot of urban farming too, and gotten really involved in our Hillsdale County Farm Bureau. Just got back from the Voice of Ag Conference, learning all about urban farming in the Detroit areas.
What's like a brief, you know, look into what a kid who isn't in farming could be involved in with FFA?
Yeah, so I tell everyone that's interested or about joining this organization, take every opportunity you get. I've taken a lot of opportunities, as you guys can tell, but all the skills you've gained are going to take you really far in life. For me, my freshman year, never was a talker. And I went to a national convention day trip, and little did I know that following year I was going to be on stage at national convention placing 9th in the nation for my agri-science fair.
So what was that like? What were the nerves like, and what was the buildup, and what did you do to prepare for that?
You know, I didn't do a lot of preparing. I was very nervous. My minute introduction during my Zoom meeting for nationals, I started crying. I was very nerve-wracking. I didn't know how to speak in front of people, and that was just a level up. I'm like, I want to do better than myself. So here I am today running for state office and going through all these interview processes and being so confident and being prepared. And I just want others to know that you got failure in life, but those failures will take you far in life.
So FFA can be a real journey in personal development.
Yeah, a lot of personal development for sure, and a lot of personal reflections on myself throughout these past couple months.
Ms. Carr, what does it mean to you to have heard all of the kids this week, the students, I don't want to call them kids, they're actually young adults, they're very mature, they've done a wonderful job with these interviews, and I'm impressed with them. What does that mean to you?
Like I said earlier, you know, it's always a good day in the classroom when a kid can step up to the plate and do something and surprise you and impress you in a positive way. It's nothing out of the ordinary as an ag teacher to have people come up to you in the community and say, wow, you just have the best kids. Your kids are so polite. Your kids are well-mannered. We take them all over the place. We take them to Indiana. We take them to Lansing. We take them to various conference tests all over. And it's always the same answer that they're some of the best kids. And I truly believe that FFA, that organization, truly just produces some of the best kids. And I believe that wholeheartedly.
I'm sure their advisor has something to do with that as well, right? Or would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. First day I met Ms. Carr, we went to a competition, a young farmers discussion meet. And little did I know I would be going to state finals for the high school discussion meet, being a state finalist for the discussion meet. And she's definitely been my biggest supporter throughout my senior year.
Well, I appreciate you, number one, coming up with this idea, but then participating so heavily this week with celebrating National FFA Week on WCSR. Is there anything in closing that you want to share about FFA for maybe parents or students who are listening and are not involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a couple things. Firstly, I would like to say thank you. I know that our chapter is sponsored by these businesses and pretty much everything we do. And so thank you again for just taking time to sponsor us, make sure that we're able to complete our mission for the week, which is to spread awareness about ag education and the impact that FFA can have on people. My last words would be, if you want to join, I would just take the chance and go for it, because there's nothing that you will ever do until you try.
That's right. So Ryder, best wishes to you, and thank you for participating this week. Enjoyed talking to both of you and all of these students this week as well. It's been a joy.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you for taking your time today and coming to interview us.
Thank you for tuning in to this National FFA Week feature, brought to you in part by Barrett Insurance, Jonesville Community Schools, Jonesville Lumber, Cabe Sales, 99.5 The Dale, and Radio Hillsdale WCSR.